Coach Hansen joining us. Coach, first of all, I feel your pain with what Ben was just talking about. I was actually working on my field before I came up here. We didn't practice today because there's still water on it.
Yeah.
It's one of those springs where we're putting in the overtime work on the field.
The hard part is you're getting back-to-back rains, you know. Yeah. So, but no, Coach Johnson and Coach Kleiman were here at about 10:30 in the morning and blowing it off. And, oh, my gosh, and it was about 4 hours for them. And it looks amazing. You look at the field right now and it looks perfect. But absolutely, that was that's definitely my shout-outs for the day. I'll tell you, the key to that second game, though, is so we got a 2-0 walk from Eli Gardner.
Yep.
And then we went hit and run, and Ben Johnson puts one in the hole. We end up first and third, and then Bond hits a three-run homer. And, you know, it doesn't always work. You know, as coaching, it doesn't always work the way you draw it up, but that couldn't have been more textbook with how we did that. And, hey, Nagani is a really nice young team.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, for us to come up, you know, they beat us last week there in a walk-off, and for us to come back, and especially with our backs against the wall the first game, you know, boys could have quit and folded, and we didn't. And, you know, came back and got that first game, and then obviously, we had momentum going in the second game, and yeah, we're lucky. I was able to get a bullpen, kind of call it a bullpen, I guess, with Lenny and Ben, who are both going to start against Southgate this weekend.
Right.
So I was able to get them under 20 pitches for bullpen going into the weekend. So that was real positive.
No, you kind of that was the point of the game I wanted to point out there is that the Steel Kid looked like he was rolling real easy second inning and had the two outs and then. Something just gets going, and like you said, they're a young team, and all of a sudden you can see his body language changes, and he's facing your best hitter, and things go sideways, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I've seen it. I've been on the opposite end of that, a couple times this year already. So I think, you know, we have a lot of momentum going into the weekend. The Southgate team, their coach was up here as a Legion coach. I don't even know with who. Years back, friend of Tom Oman, and ran into Jack Hall, and he said, "Hey, I want to bring my team up to Escanaba." Oh. And so he cold called me. I was working at the fair last year, and says, "Hey, we want to play." And I'm like, "Sure." And he said, "Let's do one year at our, you know, up here, and one year down in Detroit." And I said, "Well, I'm kind of full with traveling." He goes, "Well, give me a couple dates." And I threw a couple dates out and said, we'll come up. And then I hooked up Gladstone with wanted to play doubleheader there too. So they're playing doubleheader Gladstone on Thursday and or Friday, and then us on Saturday. So I'm real excited about that. They're I don't know what the ratings. You never know with high school ratings. There's three or four different people that do ratings other than the MHSAA, and so some people have got them. As borderline a top 25 team in the state.
Okay.
And then other teams, they're definitely a top 10 D2 right now.
Right.
So I'm really looking forward to that. And then next year we'll take the trip down. I haven't set dates or anything yet, but pretty excited about that too.
It's always fun to get somebody new on the schedule and see something else, especially we're kind of, you know, in the UP are kind of limited at times to who you see. So it's.
Yeah. And you know, we've been good. We took the trip down to the Dells.
Yep.
So, you know, we ended up, the best team we saw down there was Finelec, and, you know, pretty solid team, and ended up losing there. You know, we saw Green Bay, Notre Dame, and Appleton North last weekend.
Right.
And so, yeah, if we can raise our game to that level, even if we do lose, it's, you know, we're getting better.
Yeah. No, there's kind of that steel sharpened steel type of thing. Absolutely. You got to challenge yourself and see where you stand, right?
Great. So I'm just happy where we're at. And, you know, we take another trip later in the year in a couple of weeks. We're going to catch a Central Michigan game on the 17th or 18th on a Friday. Killing two birds. Yes, I got to see my son play.
Well, yeah.
And then we're going over to Muskegon Mona Shores. And they were a top 10 D1 team last year. Mm-hmm. And their coach is married an Escanaba girl. And his brother-in-law played for me a couple of years ago. And we set it up. So we're doing that. And so boys are going to see some things that they've never seen before down. You know, we've never, as far as I know, Escanaba has never played down in Muskegon. So I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah.
So it should be a good trip for us.
Yeah, good stuff. And seeing Central Michigan, it obviously it serves you a purpose, but these guys get to see a baseball at a higher level too, and say, holy cats, you know, there's a lot more to it sometimes, right?
Yeah, you know, I'm just excited for it too. So, you know, they're all tight with Jared, so they'll get to see him. But, you know, we've had Tyler Lawson playing at Concordia down in Ann Arbor and playing well there in their playoff run. And Grant LaMarche is a starting pitcher at D2 Northwood. So we've had some players that have had some success out of our program. And we got some guys, I think, coming your way too. So I don't know. I know you can't say a word, but I'm thinking that's happening too. And the program's in good shape. A lot of young nice players right now too. You saw in the first game, Brody Eisen and McCaden Hughes Did some pretty nice things as freshmen. So, you know, they're not your typical freshmen. So
right.
we're playing good. And I just hope, you know, that we're battle tested as we, you know, we get a really good Norway team here in a couple weeks.
Yep.
Obviously, we got Gladstone in a doubleheader again. So when we get to playoff time, we're definitely going to be battle tested. So.
Yeah. Well, that's key. You want to make a run then. So, well, I appreciate it. Keep up the good work. Like you said, we're having some guys see some success in your program and out of your program too. So keep that up. And as a college coach, I appreciate that too. You know I do. But anybody you want to shout out before you take off here?
All the people that support our program. Like I said, I always say the people that did the field today, obviously coaches, mm-hmm. but the people that run the concession and do all the behind the scenes stuff takes a lot to run a program, you know, even at your level, it's probably even bigger. And just a lot of people behind the scenes that don't get mentioned. And I just appreciate everything that's done. We play on arguably the nicest field north of Mount Pleasant, and just proud of it. And we work hard to keep it looking good and hopefully provide a good product for people to come and enjoy.
Excellent. Good couple of wins and good luck this weekend. Hopefully awesome. You're pulling out against a good team, right?
Yeah. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it.
All right.